we begin this second hour of the show, unfortunately, by talking about a referendum, because Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, he has been upping the rhetoric on that front. He's been going after Canada and its colonialism, its all this kind of stuff. I want you to listen, by the way. Here's Paul St-Pierre Plamondon reacting to questions about his recent rhetoric. Here's what he had to say.
My opponents, they can say very negative things about me. What matters is facts. And my mentality is not to create fear. It's just to tell things as they are so that we can make decisions that are not based on a fear of looking at the reality as it is. And the whole history of Canada is very constant on those issues towards Francophones and towards First Nations. It's always been a regime that is based on colonialism. And when you hear the elected members of the House of Commons in Ottawa singing the God Save the King, we need to understand that they haven't changed and they will not change. It's a regime that does not conceive our difference, does not respect our cultural and linguistic difference.
So the debate is on in this province, and one of the people calling out the PQ on their rhetoric is the leader of the Quebec Conservative Party. Éric Duhaime is on the line. Éric, welcome back to the program.
Always a pleasure, Elias.
Listen, you're all over this on X, on Twitter, whatever it's called. I see you battling with our contributor here at CJD, Jean-François Lisée, former leader of the PQ as well. You're having some discussions with him. What's your take on what we're hearing from a guy who is riding high in the polls? Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, yeah. Give him this. He's doing well in the polls. What's your take on his rhetoric?
Well, first off, we have to remember that the PQ on the constitutional issue right now is the most radical that we've never seen. We've never seen a Parti Québécois that is proposing, for sure, a referendum within the beginning of its mandate if it gets elected. They always had a reserve. They always talked about the association with the rest of Canada or the partnership, or there was always the PQ was all, or the winning conditions, or there's always been kind of a buffer. But now there's nothing. He's going all in hardcore. That's the first thing. The second thing is his rhetoric is very far from Mr. Lévesque's rhetoric or even Jacques Parizeau. Yesterday, and I'm not a fan of Justin Trudeau at all. I'm going to vote for Poilievre. Everybody knows that. I've never been a federal liberal. But to associate Justin Trudeau to deportation and execution of Francophones in Canada is insane. I mean, how could he end up talking about those things and talking about colonialism? He's talking like a guy who wants to redo the Battle of the Plains of Abraham. I mean, It leads nowhere. We're not there. We don't want to split between Anglos and Francos like a few centuries ago. Is that his point? I really don't understand where he's going with that. I don't think it's good for Quebec society. It's not good for Canada neither. We don't need that. We moved far away from that, and it's a very bad idea for him to go that far. I understand that he had a Conseil National last weekend. They were all meeting in Drummondville all together, and he wanted to pump up the most radical separatist of his crowd. But unfortunately, I think for him, he's going to lose a lot of moderates right now. You know, there's one quarter of people who are saying that they want to vote for the Parti Québécois currently, that if there were a referendum, they wouldn't even vote yes. So he has to stop that rhetoric. And he needs to make a little bit more sense.
Well, that quarter that you talk about, the quarter that say they're right now going to vote for Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, but they want nothing to do with referendum, okay? That quarter, where do you think they end up? If they're going to leave the Parti Québécois, and what is your message or your play for that demographic to get them on your team?
Well, we have to understand that the PQ, you're right, they went up a lot over the last year. They were only at 10 or 12% just before the last election. They were very, very low, and we thought they were going to disappear. And now they're going up because the CAQ is losing its former Parti Québécois supporters who are looking for somewhere to go. And I always use the image, but I think it's the most efficient one to understand what's going on. It's like when you break up with your wife or your husband. It often happens that the first thing you do is to date your former boyfriend or girlfriend before you got married. But unfortunately, it never works. It's good for a night or two, and after that, you remember why you left them in the first place. So, and then you're looking for a new partner. And I think that's where the Quebec voters are going to be in the very near future. And what we're offering them is to say, look, We do understand that we're Quebecers. We're, you know, we live in a Francophone province. We want to make sure that our constitutional rights are respected. We don't like seeing Justin Trudeau do what he did yesterday, invading provincial jurisdiction, not respecting our constitution, the fundamental law of Canada. But that doesn't mean we need to separate. There is another option. There's an option that is called conservative, provincially and federally, to respect provincial autonomy within a Canadian confederation. And this is what the Conservative Party of Quebec is offering right now.
With Éric Duhaime, leader of the Conservative Party of Quebec. Éric, I want to throw a hypothesis at you.
Yeah.
And it came to me, we start this show on at 9 o'clock. We do a debate, a panel discussion, and we were discussing this issue. Here's something I threw out at 9 o'clock, because I'm trying to figure out why Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, the language he's using, assimilation, colonialism, executions, all of this very, very powerful language, right, to discuss Canada and how it treats Quebec, right? And here's was my hypothesis. I think Paul St-Pierre Plamondon is looking, right, at youth. And in this province, and we see it across the country, but in this province, you see, students from Concordia, UCAM, McGill, you name it. They're out in the streets and they're protesting against Israel. They're having sit-ins at banks. And what are they saying? Colonialism, assimilation, oppression, right? And I think Paul St-Pierre Plamondon is losing his mind looking at young Quebecers, seemingly caring about the Middle East, not caring about Quebec. And he's like, how do I get them to figure out that we are the real oppressed?
He's using the same vocabulary.
Yeah.
Well, first off, it's very, very different battles that we're talking about. Mm. Secondly, instead of trying to copy them, you should denounce them. Because I'm sorry, but I hear things right now in the streets of Montreal that are unacceptable. There's people who came from overseas to live in Quebec, and we're happy to welcome them. But when they're denouncing what's going on outside of Quebec, and they're doing it with violence, I think that we shouldn't support them in any way, form, or shape. And for me, it's un-Québécois what I'm seeing right now. This is not the Quebec that we live in. We're a place where we welcome everybody, and we don't discriminate. And I'm very, very concerned about everything we saw since October 7th in Montreal. It's been one of the worst places in Canada, actually. And it keeps going, and it's not ending. And I hope the government and police forces are taking it very seriously, because for many of us, it's very, very concerning to see the escalation of what's going on. And a political leader should not try to recuperate the vocabulary of those people. He should join us to denounce what's going on.
So what do you think we should do about that? Because that vocabulary, what we see on the streets, it's been relentless. 6 months plus of this, right? So what do you think needs to be done here?
Well, first off, there's things that are not legal. So we need to stop. It's always difficult politically, because I understand, and I'm a big supporter of freedom of speech, and it's very important, and it's part of our democracy as well. But there's limits. I mean, when you're promoting violence, it's not freedom of expression. It's threats. It's criminal. I mean, you cannot start that. And unfortunately, it's a very slippery slope. And you cannot use the argument that it's religious belief, so you can say whatever you want, because there's a loophole. Right? We have to admit on that. They're always using it, and it's kind of a paradox, because they're using our love of freedom and a democracy and a freedom of speech to kill our democracy, our freedom of speech. And I mean, it's a huge paradox that we're seeing right now in the streets of Montreal. But we need to take the legal means now. It can't keep going forever.
Well, and I do know that Yves-François Blanchet was on this program a couple of times to talk about removing the religious exemption for hate speech.
Yeah.
So you would be in favor of that as well. You want
Absolutely.
That exemption removed.
And we're talking here about Adil Sharkawi, for to name him. Mm-hmm. He said things that are completely over the top, and he should be responsible for his what he said. And he cannot hide behind his religion to promote hatred and threats. I think is no matter which religion, religions are not about hate and threats. And it's a very, very poor excuse. And we shouldn't be too naive vis-a-vis that.
Just while we're on the subject here, I have to wrap up, Éric. But, you know, obviously this is the extremism from the extreme left that we're seeing that often goes towards violence. I just want to know, if the same type of rhetoric, the same type of language came from someone on the extreme right, would you also denounce it?
I already did it. The there was a few people, I don't know if you recall, but initially when I became leader at the first month or two, actually it's been 3 years today that I'm a leader of the Conservative Party. I was elected on April 17th, 2021. And after a month or two after I got elected, someone was using caricatures of François Legault with Hitler and all sorts of crazy stuff. And I kicked them out of the party. I think there's no room for in a great party for such behaviors. And I think as leaders, we need to have the guts to kick those people out.
Eric, we covered a lot of stuff this morning. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Ilya. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Eric Duhem is leader of the Conservative Party of Quebec.